Luke Canuck is 80 years old, and he's been whaling since he was a young man. He talks to Doreen Simmons for StoryCorps Alaska about how things have changed since he first went out on the ice to get a whale.
At that time, everything was good. The lead used to be real close. Matter of fact, when you go on top of the old salt houses,
yeah,
you climb on them and see the open lead and watch the people that are paddling for whales. Now we can't do it. They can't do that.
Was close.
Yeah.
Mm.
One time they caught 3 whales in one day, and when they butchered those 3 whales, 3 days, I was up all the way till they finished. I can't do that anymore. Yeah.
If you're out there with your crew like 20, 30 years ago and you're waiting for the whale and all of a sudden somebody sees the whale, what do you do? Everybody jumps on the skin boat?
Like if they spot a whale quite a ways down, if it's come to shore, everybody will be ready.
Mm.
Or they can put their boat on the water and wait for it. Now, once in a while, the whale would come up all of a sudden without even saying, "I'm coming." It'll come out right in front of the boat.
Mm.
Somebody have to be real fast to do that. That's why everybody in the crew have to be real quiet. We don't holler down there, or we don't use snow machines close by the boat.
Yeah. You've harpooned a whale.
Yeah. First experience with a darting gun. The whale come up right in front of us. We dash down to it and I harpoon it right in the middle. After I harpooned it, it went down for a while and came up again, right on the edge of the ice. We were all alone. There was no other boats at that time. While we were on paddling towards the whale, another whale come up, a small one. It was a baby whale. And we find out that baby whale was under the whale. When I hit the whale, the bomb went down and went right through the whale and hit that other whale. We got the small one, but we didn't have no help to go after that big one. It was just floating around and the wind started picking up. We couldn't go out. And the next one, with a harpoon, same thing, another whale came up right in front of the boat. I harpooned it. It was a big one. There was a lot of boats all around there. They killed it. The whale went upside down, floating. And that whale was probably 65 footer.
Canuck's story joins others gathered by StoryCorps at the Library of Congress.